Discover the service department at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you have a wooden chair that wiggles back and forth, they can re-glue it. They can also fix tables and footstools or other items that have loosened over time. McKinstry's will rewire lamps. Plus, they can come to your home and repair your lift chairs because they keep all the necessary parts in stock and ready to go. McKinstry's is an authorized service center for all Lazy Boy products. Take advantage of their outstanding free delivery service. When you purchase your furniture at McKinstry's, they will unpack and inspect your furniture, deliver it for free, and place it in your room right where you want it. They also do creative picture framing. Their staff will help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance your artwork as well as your home. Do you need a little help with how to place your furniture in your room? Their design team can help. Discover McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Here's Terry Bell with Community Comment on 95.3.
Thank you very much, Ashley. And we are joined today by Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh and Deputy Chief Ted Sullivan, talking about all kinds of things going on at the Waupun Police Department. If you have anything that you would like to say or ask, we invite you to join the program. You can call or text at 920-997-9595. Or call us directly at the studio at 885-4446. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Terry.
Thank you.
Lots of things happening that you'd like to get us up to speed with.
Yeah, you know, I generally start out with a department update. So we're pleased to announce that Officer Charlie Henson graduated from Fox Valley Technical School in early August, the Recruit Academy program there. And he's currently in our field training program and doing a great job at this point. So we envision him being on the road, solo patrol, probably in November at some point. Couple other things that I wanted to just update the public. Lieutenant Williams, he's our investigative lieutenant, and he's currently at the DOJ's Division of Criminal Investigation Death Response and Investigation School. So it's a two-week school over in Green Lake. I believe they have 75 officers from around the state in this session. So it's a pretty intense training. I know Ted went to that a number of years ago, and it's probably one of the better trainings for an investigator, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's very sought after, and they actually have to limit the number of students that they can have in the course just because of the amount of attention it gets. So the beauty of it, it's very close by, and they've got a great venue to do it. So it's definitely something that'll be great for him, and we intend to eventually get our other detective through that as well.
And is this a brushing up of old skills or learning new ones?
It's a little bit of both, actually. I would say that they're learning about new trends, things that are just kind of being discovered as law enforcement evolves. But in the end, it's kind of the core to death investigations and what they need to do. So it is a little bit of brushing up, but in the same breath, there is some new technology and new things that they're using, and it's like I said, very highly sought after course, and they have to turn people away every year. It's essentially one person per department, and they draw from all over the state.
Any new developments in death investigations that might be interesting to the public? Sorry to put you on the spot like that.
I think technology, generally speaking, is ever evolving. And obviously, you know, our cell phones, being the miniature computers that they are, I think there's always something that we can pull from a cell phone that might help us, you know, whether it's your health tracking apps that might show where people are. So it's I think the technology part of it, because it's so ever evolving, that's probably one of the most important things. And I would say that there's not any one particular thing, generally speaking, but just overall, all the new technology that we can utilize. Most of it is, you know, electronic stuff and other computer type related things.
I think the DNA too, you know, in the recent years with all the familial DNA searching capabilities has played a big part into solving, even in Dodge County and Fond du Lac County, some of these unknown deaths of people that they couldn't even identify. So utilizing familial DNA search engines and things like that have played a big part in death investigations.
I'm thinking about a true crime show that I watched where a long cold case got cracked because the person who turned out to be the guilty party had submitted their DNA to ancestor type of outfit that helps you figure out your ancestry.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's typically where they get a lot of that familial DNA from, and it creates that profile, and ultimately they can break it down and figure out who you might be related to that might live in this area.
Sure. Very good. What else is happening that's new?
One other nice thing about that we got going on is Officer Warner will be attending field training officer certification course coming up later this month. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our field training program, is a very important program. It's the initial learning by new officers, and we need more than one. We need more than three, because it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to get new officers up to where we need them to be professionally and with their skill level. So he'll be attending that, and he'll actually be training Officer Henson a little bit after he comes back from field training school. And we're just proud that we can send him coming up here this month.
I know recruitment and retention is important consideration right now, a big concern in the public safety sector, and I have to imagine these trainings are an important part of that.
Very important for retention because everybody wants opportunities. It's also very important, in my opinion, for succession because there's like with kind of our generation, there's a lot of officers in our generation, mine and Ted's, that have that 20, 25, almost 30 years on. So at some point, we're all going to retire, right? And it's not too far down the road for him and a little bit, after that, I will go. But we have to start building and training these officers up to make the next leaders for our departments.
Very good. We're talking to Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh and Deputy Chief Ted Sullivan about everything that the Waupun Police Department is up to lately. We're going to take a break right here, then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This week's 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week is Dylan Ryan of Lomira. The senior is the Lomira FFA president, and he's attended many leadership conferences and conventions on the state and national level. After graduation, he plans to attend a technical college to pursue a degree in agricultural mechanics or crop production. Congratulations to Dylan Ryan of Lomira. He's this week's 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit findsupportwi.org today.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon, the fall season flies to a fantastic start with fresh, boneless, skinless chicken breast and thighs. Take your pick or get both for $2.99 a pound. There's also boneless pork roast on sale for $3.29 a pound in smoky apple or seasoned flavors. Choice T-bone steak is $12.99 a pound, and choice porterhouse steak is $14.99 a pound. You can get 8-ounce sirloin grill steak for $4.75 each. The heat Meat entree of the week is cheesy chicken broccoli casserole for $6.99 each. Bow hunters, good luck out there. Fox Lake is your full-service deer processing headquarters. Boneless accepted at all locations. Don't miss Horicon's Brat Fry Saturday, September 20th from 10 till 2, supporting the Horicon Legion. There's also the Leroy Meats food truck at Wall Vogel's Pumpkin Farm Saturday and Sunday, the 20th and 21st. Visit LeroyMeats.com for the lunch menu and specials. Remember, no one beats Leroy Meats.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Community Comment on 95.3, here's Terry Bell.
We would like you to join the program if you have a question or a comment for Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh or Deputy Chief Ted Sullivan. You can call or text 920-997-9595, or you can give us a call at 885-4446. Probably the biggest news to come out of Waupun and area law enforcement lately is a big drug interdiction operation that was completed a few weeks ago. Sounds like you've gone a long way to getting a lot of dangerous stuff off the streets even before it has a chance to get on the streets.
Yeah, we had a multi-jurisdiction drug interdiction and with a number of agencies, Fond du Lac County Sheriff, Fond du Lac City PD, Wisconsin State Patrol, and the Lake Winnebago Area MEG Unit. So with these agencies involved in this, back on the 19th of August, we were able to conduct approximately 74 traffic stops. And, I noted to you earlier, Terry, offline, that this was probably one of the most successful interdictions that I've seen in a long time. You know, through these 74 traffic stops, there were 27 subjects arrested and taken to the Fond du Lac County Jail, and there was one subject arrested and taken to the Dodge County Jail. So 28 persons arrested. Now, and a lot of them are coming down to, felonies and high-level misdemeanors. There was 25 felony charges filed and 24 misdemeanors. And that doesn't include the warrants that were arrested, people that were arrested for operating while impaired or intoxicated. So, the amount of arrests was pretty wild for that number of traffic stops within our general area.
Now, in making a traffic stop, I mean, how can you possibly know that this will lead to a drug-related arrest? Do you know, or this just happens after you pulled them over for whatever cause they're giving the officer who's watching the highway?
Right. Yeah. You don't necessarily know, but if you're in a city, you might be hitting target areas where you have known subjects that might be involved in drug-related sales or delivery. So you're probably gonna put your resources in those areas. Now, the sheriff's office and other departments might also put investigators out on the highways doing interdiction that way. So it's kind of that combination of in the city and outside the city, and it really benefited the total stats of everything. I mean, the drugs seized were 59 grams of methamphetamine, 80 grams of cocaine, 176 grams of THC, 84 grams of MDMA or ecstasy, and 16 grams of fentanyl. Like I said, in all my years of us doing interdictions and countywide interdictions, this has to be one of the better ones that we've seen.
I would imagine not only do you have responsible parties facing the justice system now, but none of this stuff has a chance to ruin anybody's life now.
Yeah, you know, and with the current drug trends within this area, all the way up through the valley, it's very scary. You know, fentanyl and methamphetamine are at the top, and we all know how deadly fentanyl can be. And, you know, just by taking off 16 grams of fentanyl off the street, how many lives did that save?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, it just goes to show how common it is. I mean, you know, Narcan availability is becoming as ubiquitous as, you know, AED devices, you know, in public places. I mean, this is right. How frequent people are having problems with this.
Right, and you're seeing vending-style machines carrying Narcan nowadays in cities around the state. The health departments are pushing that out, and ultimately it is to save people's lives because if they don't have Narcan, they're likely going to die.
How do interdiction operations like this get to the root causes? I mean, there isn't a supply if there isn't a demand, and I think the demand for these kinds of drugs is really where nipping the problem in the bud starts.
Right. There's a high demand within this area and leading to the north. Root cause, you know, obviously the demand is heavily involved in that. Now, how to combat, you know, all of this, it's not just enforcement, right? It's other things that take place. We have to educate, enforce, we have to rehab, we have to do all these things to try and help these people get off of, you know, these illicit substances.
Certainly. You mentioned 28 people arrested in the interdiction operation. How confident are you that, you know, all of them will, you know, face the consequences that they ought to have?
That's a good question. You know, I wasn't obviously there, but, you know, these high-level charges, it's a pretty high possibility that they will be convicted of something, you know, whether it's pled down to a different offense or not, I'm not quite sure. But with these higher level of charges and the investigators that are involved, it's not necessarily your brand new patrol officers. A lot of these guys and gals are drug investigators with a lot of experience, so their investigation is going to be a pretty solid investigation.
I would just add that, you know, there is a significant amount of intelligence gained out of these interdictions as well, where they're doing interviews with the folks that are involved. They're gaining knowledge as to potential additional sources. So just because what we're talking about here is what's on paper now doesn't mean that there may not be future arrests. So they're going to try and identify the bigger fish, so to speak, to see where these sources are, maybe down out of bigger cities such as Milwaukee, Chicago. So they're going to follow the breadcrumbs essentially to the bigger person here and try and identify those larger sources to even do more enforcement. Yeah. So it doesn't just stop here. And additionally, I think, you know, before these interdictions are set up, we know that we have the cooperation from the DA's office. And I think that they understand that they have to take a pretty hard stance against the drugs as well in our communities. So it's something that we know going into it that hopefully these charges, a lot of them will stick, a lot of them will stay the felonies, so that you know, the next time that we deal with these folks, it's second and subsequent offenses, it's higher level punitive you know, punishment, so to speak. So you know, I think we do have a good cooperative relationship with our DA's office, and I think that they understand that, hey, we need to put teeth in this and make sure that it doesn't get to the streets, so that our kids and our other friends and family members aren't going to become addicted as well.
That's a good point. Not only are you getting substances and providers, but you were also these operations also glean a lot of information you can find useful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, regularly I get information from the Lake Winnebago Meg Unit about these higher profile cases. So a lot of them start small, like on a traffic stop like this where somebody's possessing something, right? Then they gain an informant, and then it leads to investigations not only at a local level, but it reaches nationally. It might reach another large city like Ted mentioned down in Chicago. It reaches Mexico, it reaches other countries. So I see the end results a lot of times, and it's mind blowing that, you know, a lot of these smaller, what you would quote, and smaller type enforcements lead to massive details and arrests and investigations.
I imagine long before those of us in the general public hear about these operations, the next one is already well underway, or am I assuming correctly?
Yeah,
true.
With drug units, you know, you're probably, you know, you can be dealing with hundreds of different cases throughout the years. And a lot of drug cases don't end within, you know, a month or 2 months. Like a lot of the meth cases take about 2 years to fully investigate once they, you know, break into that organization and start figuring out who is who, and eventually they stop that organization and arrests are made. So it's not like on TV where it's done 45 minutes. Some of these investigations are very intense and very long in time length.
And perhaps frustrating too at times. Things, the line from point A to point B, I imagine, isn't always very straight.
Right. Yeah. And it's not very straight. And sometimes it goes from a state case to a federal case. So then you got the federal courts involved as well, who have more teeth than the state courts with a lot of these cases. So yeah, you can go probably around many different circles and take many different paths and deal with many different subjects, you know, throughout an intense investigation like that.
Very good. We're talking to Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosch and Deputy Chief Ted Sullivan about all of the things that the police department is doing for the Waupun community. We need to take a break here for the news, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your hometown stop in Beaver Dam is Jerry's Automotive and BP Gasoline, where convenience meets community. Grab road trip essentials like snacks, soda, flavored coffee, Amish candy, Chippy's popcorn, Leroy Meats, frozen pizza, and beer. Fill up at Jerry's Spirit Pump this September, where 2 cents per gallon goes to St. Catherine Drexel School. A small act, a big difference. Located at 700 North Spring Street, across from the market in Beaver Dam. Locally owned, community focused. Stop in and support local.
Whether you're waking up or getting ready to hit the hay, you can always count on great content from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling reporters in England that Russian leader Vladimir Putin really let him down over his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. The president holding a news conference alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer this morning. Jimmy Kimmel Live has been preempted indefinitely. Overnight, ABC pulling the late-night talk show host off the air hours after a threat from the head of the Federal Communications Commission. FCC head Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension over comments earlier this week on Jimmy Kimmel Live about conservative influencer Charlie Kirk's death. Two of the largest television station owners, Nexstar and Sinclair, had threatened to run something besides Kimmel. ABC pulling the plug. The president called the preemption great news for America. Disney is the parent company of ABC News and ABC. Number of people applying for unemployment benefits fewer than last week, but still 231,000 out-of-work Americans filled out applications. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Two data centers like the one in Beaver Dam are expected to use more energy than all homes in Wisconsin put together. A new report by the environmental group Clean Wisconsin says data centers in Mount Pleasant and Port Washington could use enough energy to power 4.3 million homes. There are fewer than 3 million houses in Wisconsin. Dodge County prosecutors are dropping charges against an employee at Waupun Correctional implicated in the deaths of two inmates. Alexander Holfelder was on family leave for part of the time. Hofelder also brought concerns about one of the inmates to his supervisors before the inmate died. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents will have extra security at its meetings today and tomorrow in Madison. Anyone who comes will have to walk through metal detectors. Weapons, banners, and noise-making devices will be banned. Anyone who doesn't comply will be turned away. The homes of at least four regents were vandalized with pro-Palestinian slogans this summer. You have a few more opportunities to hear from photographer and author John Noltner this week. The Beaver Dam native gives a tour of his exhibition at the Dodge County Center for the Arts tonight. He'll give a closing keynote speech at the Beaver Dam Fine Arts Center on Saturday night. Noltner says he hopes his work helps people find common ground so they can achieve peace. There's more at DailyDodge.com. Next week is National Falls Prevention Week. Several events are happening to try to help older people keep from falling in the first place. Linda Klinger of Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam says there will be fall screenings Tuesday at St. Vincent de Paul. Experts say falls do not have to be an accepted fact of growing older. We have more at DailyDodge.com. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance of rain showers, lows dip down to about 60. Cloudy skies with fog and spots early tomorrow, chance of rain showers, highs level off around 78. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 72.
Choosing the right windows is key to your home's beauty, comfort, and efficiency. That's why Hometown Glass and Improvement features pinnacle windows from Lindsay. With sleek designs, cutting-edge energy efficiency, and a lifetime warranty, pinnacle windows from Lindsay save you money and add value to your home. Plus, they meet ENERGY STAR standards and are made in the USA. The Hometown Glass and Improvement team will guide you from consultation to installation. Visit the Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Increase your home's value with a new ideal garage door, from traditional to modern. Menards has a garage door to enhance your home's appearance. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center, located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. Go to proflr.com. It is locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. Over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window furnishings. It's so much more than floors. There's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Get your Pro Edge sharpening done. It is located inside a Professional Floor Covering. They offer full-service blade sharpening shop, sharpen blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Get those lawnmower blades in now. Saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, egg blades, and almost everything else with an edge. Call 920-887-8341. And here's Terry Bell with Community Comment.
much, Ashley. We are talking to Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Roche and Deputy Chief Ted Sullivan about all the things that the agency is doing for the Waupun community and, you know, all the problems and concerns that are facing the community right now. If you would like to make a comment or ask a question, go ahead. You can call or text 920-997-9595 or call us right here at the studio at 885-4446. School has been back in session now for a few weeks, and you've been very busy with school safety this time of year.
Correct. Yeah, we're the year's kicked up, and so far things are going pretty well in our school system. But our school resource officer has been very busy, and I think as years go on, things become a little bit more complex. So, but yeah, we're proud of our school resource officer program. We've had an officer in the schools, beginning with then Officer Brian O'Donovan since the 1990s, and we've had an SRO in our schools since then. So they've been doing a great job, and I think that partnership is really essential to a lot of things. It's good that we have the kids seeing our officers in a different level, in a different light, kind of as people as well, not with that uniform and the guns and all that. They get to see him as a human being just like them. So it's a great partnership, and I think that we've developed really good relationships with the kids because of that. It certainly shows, I think, and I think they can trust us, and they know now from that level that these folks are there to help them out. So, and we take pride in our level of preparedness right now with respect to our schools and school safety. And so we have three different public school buildings within our city right now. So we've got our Waupun Junior Senior High School, which has probably the largest population of our students. Then we have our Rock River Intermediate School, which is, you know, the children at about the middle grades prior to junior school. And then we have Meadowview Primary School, which is essentially our younger children. I think it's kindergarten through second grade there. So we have Officer Graham Dumpke as our current school resource officer, and he really is busy going between all three schools. And I think one can understand that with the age of the students in the junior senior high school, he spends the majority of his time there because that's where the more complex problems come, where there's probably the most behavioral issues of any of the school. So in addition to that, though, we also have the Central Wisconsin Christian School. So they're located just on the west side of Waupun there, and we have begun within the last, I'd say, 5 years or so, partnering with them to make sure that their staff and students are kept safe as well. So we've been trying to provide resources to them, including Officer Dumpke when available. So we want to make sure that their schools are as safe as any of the public schools in our city. So they've got a new administrator there, Dr. Gahn, who we've been working with to try and set up different school safety measures, and then also to set up certain drills with their schools as well, so that we can essentially test their preparedness, test their response to some type of incident that may be something as simple as a fire drill or tornado drill, up to and including a potential active shooter or other threat within the school. So, and we've also tried to work very closely with Dodge County Emergency Management and all the other school administrators from within Dodge County. We're a little bit unique in that we have Main Street dividing our city right now. So we've got Dodge on the south side, Fond du Lac County on the north side. So in spite of that, we still essentially kind of use the Dodge County programs, and we associate mostly with them with respect to our school safety. So we basically follow what the county recommends is our best practices. And emergency management has been really good about disseminating information to all of our school administrators. And then we have meetings that are essentially quarterly, where we meet and discuss different things that are trending within our schools and different safety practices that we should be implementing to make sure that our students and staff are always as safe as can be. So essentially what we do is we conduct regular monthly school safety checks on each of the buildings. So in doing that, we're checking for doors that are left unlocked, windows that are propped open, making sure students are all in their classrooms where they're supposed to be, making sure the classroom doors are locked where they can be shut very quickly in the event of an incident. So that's kind of just our general school safety check. So we do that in each of the schools, make sure that everybody's following the rules, everybody's staying safe, everybody's following what their departments are telling, or their schools are telling them to do. In addition to that, the Office of School Safety, who we tend to follow their guidelines, always recommends that we do a minimum of 2 lockdown drills per year. So what we try and do is one in the beginning of the school year, one in the latter part of the school year, typically after January 1. The one in the beginning of the school year is vitally important because we have new students that are in the buildings, we have new staff that are in the buildings, and many of them have got no knowledge of what we do and the safety measures that we're taking for the school. So we want to make sure that the students and staff are both educated and that they understand that if something were to go wrong, that muscle memory has them doing the things that they're supposed to be doing and going to the places that they're supposed to be going. So we know that with fire drills, typically people are going out of the buildings. We know that with tornado drills, they're remaining inside of the buildings in a space that's probably the most covered or sheltered. Whereas with an active shooter incident, we preach run, hide, fight. You know, so it may be a combination. We may have people fleeing the building. We may have people sheltering within the building. So we try and get that so that the students are understanding each of those types of drills and where they should go and what they should be doing. But we all want to separate them too so that they're not confusing what they should do with each of those separate drills. So again, we follow the Office of School Safety guidelines, and Trish Kilpin right now is the current director of the Office of School Safety, and she's doing a great job so far. They provide many resources to our departments and to our schools. So one thing that I really want to touch on today is threat reporting and the Speak Up, Speak Out program that we have. So the Wisconsin Department of Justice website, it's www.wisdoj.gov, has a ton of information on Speak Up, Speak Out. And I can't tell you how many times that we hear after these large-scale incidents, the shootings that you're reading about in other jurisdictions, how somebody knew something before the incident happened. Somebody saw something on social media. There was talk among students between classes or at a football game or something like that where somebody knew what this person was thinking about doing but didn't say anything. The beauty of the Speak Up, Speak Out is that there's anonymity in what they're reporting. So the student doesn't have to have their name attached to it. There's no stigma of them being a tattletale or whatever because they don't know who it is that made the complaint. Once the Office of School Safety receives that, it's disseminated to the local jurisdiction to then handle as they see appropriate. So essentially, once they receive something, they will disseminate it to us and or to the schools, and then we will have to take action, whatever we think is necessary. Typically, it's going to involve contact with the student or students and then go from there as to what might transpire. But it's something that was initially got a lot of traction when it was brought up back in the day. It has since kind of lost a little bit of traction, but I want to bring it to the forefront because I think it's essential to us preventing this from ever happening in our own schools. We have to take the mindset that it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, because that's the only way that we're truly going to be prepared. If we take a mindset that it's never going to happen in our schools because it's safe in Waupun, then I think that we're all going to be in trouble when something does happen. And just one additional thing about the Speak Up, Speak Out, it doesn't necessarily have to just be about a school shooting or anything of that nature. You can be reporting about any other, concerning issue, human trafficking, drugs, eating disorders, self-harm. All of those are topics that are in a drop-down menu on that site that you can report to the school and or your local law enforcement jurisdiction. So it's really a great thing for our students. It's a great resource for them to have. And again, because there's anonymity, they don't have to have that name associated with it. So essentially, I just wanted to hit on a couple other things. We have behavioral threat assessments and management that are done through our schools where Officer Dumpke will meet with school staff. They will talk with students who have been exhibiting behaviors or saying things that are inappropriate, things that may lead to other larger issues. threats to other students, threats to teachers, that sort of stuff. So there's the triage, inquiry, and assessment, and then intervention if available. So there are forms that can be completed that we'll have on file so that if we deal with it again, we'll know who that student was and what's been said or done in the past. General school safety guidance, they advise us of the best practices and procedures to guide our prevention efforts, to mitigate and prepare for and respond to any other type of violent incident. So we talk about building security, safety training, and grant funding. So there is some grant funding available out there that helps us make our schools safer, make our staff safer, make our students safer. So,
and I think they utilized grant funding a few years back to update their security camera system. So putting more cameras in that cover maybe the areas that weren't covered as well. They also used it to for window coverings and other things that make the facility safer, door locks and things like that.
Certainly, and when we're assessing the schools, when we do our school safety checks, we do assess the schools, and sometimes new construction creates a beautiful campus-like feel and a lot of open areas and a lot of windows and natural light. However, those are not always the safest things for our students because it allows for clear visibility throughout multiple layers in the building. And if there were to be a person who's actively threatening violence with either a gun or some other type of means, the visibility between that person and the students and staff is a bad situation. So much like Chief Rosh said, you know, the window coverings have been implemented in a lot of our schools locally in both Waupun and Beaver Dam. I know that for sure. There's also very expensive glass that can be purchased and installed in the schools that will actually stop the bullets from penetrating. However, due to the exorbitant expense, it's a fantastic tool, but the exorbitant expense keeps many school districts from doing that. And we all know that there have been, you know, referendums that have been, you know, held in different school districts to try and beef up that security. But in the end, those are the types of things that get cut out just because of the cost. So they'd rather use a window covering possibly to help obscure those students a little bit from somebody who may have bad intentions. So there's another I Love You Guys Foundation, and that's something that I also want to just touch on because it's been very popular. It's also something that's been fairly well advertised, and they're for crisis. It's programs for crisis response and post-crisis reunification. It's used in more than 50,000 schools, districts, departments, and agencies around our world right now. And it's something, again, that you can look it up on the internet and read a little bit more about it. It's basically research-based best practices for our administrators, psychologists, public safety experts, families, and first responders. And then one other additional thing. So with our Dodge County Emergency Management, we have regular meetings that discuss reunification of students and staff in the event of an incident. So we have all of our Dodge County school administration, staff, law enforcement, all of our SROs, we all come together and we're trying to come up with a single reunification type drill that would help all of us. So we met with emergency management in Dodge County in Juneau this year and discussed a great location for reunification. I think I'm just gonna keep that, you know, under wraps at this point, but it's a great chance it's a great opportunity for us to get to one central location where if something were to happen in our county, we have school staff members, law enforcement, and a lot of the folks from Dodge County who would be able to essentially converge and help any other jurisdiction in the event that there's a catastrophic event in their particular school. So it's nice to know that we've got folks that are willing to help us all out as we are willing to help them out in the event of a large-scale incident.
We're talking with Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh and Deputy Chief Ted Sullivan about all the things that the police department is doing to help the community, including some public events coming up pretty soon. But first, we have to take this break. We will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Packers fans, your next quick trip run could score you the ultimate win. Cruising into tailgate season in a brand new Chevy Silverado RST, or blazing the trails on a new Polaris Sportsman 570, or grilling like an MVP with your new Pit Boss Ultimate Liftoff Griddle. Whoa, every dollar you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards earns you a point in the Packers fan zone. So come in and get winning. No purchase necessary. Full details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes.
Hey, it's Daisy with Slumberland Beaver Dam. Our remodeling sale is going on right now, and you can save big during our mess. Stop in and take a look at all of the fun projects that we're doing inside the store and save with up to 80% off of list prices. Everything in the store is marked down, from clearance merchandise to mattresses to special purchase items. Sofas, sectionals, and Lazy Boy chairs are all yours at massive discounts. Take advantage of our messy days during our remodeling sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon, the fall season flies to a fantastic start with fresh, boneless, skinless chicken breast and thighs. Take your pick or get both for $2.99 a pound. There's also boneless pork roast on sale for $3.29 a pound in smoky apple or seasoned flavors. Choice T-bone steak is $12.99 a pound, and choice porterhouse steak is $14.99 a pound. You can get 8-ounce sirloin grill steak for $4.75 each. The heat Meat entree of the week is cheesy chicken broccoli casserole for $6.99 each. Bow hunters, good luck out there. Fox Lake is your full-service deer processing headquarters. Boneless accepted at all locations. Don't miss Horicon's Brat Fry Saturday, September 20th from 10 till 2, supporting the Horicon Legion. There's also the Leroy Meats food truck at Wall Vogel's Pumpkin Farm Saturday and Sunday, the 20th and 21st. Visit LeroyMeats.com for the lunch menu and specials. Remember, no one beats Leroy Meats.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Welcome back to the final segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here is Terry Bell.
Wapun Police Chief Jeremy Rosch and Deputy Chief Ted Sullivan about all the things the police department is doing to help the Wapun community. And that not only includes your normal law enforcement duties, but some community outreach too.
Yeah, and you know, if you've listened to us, you know, over the past year or so that we've been doing this program, I like to bring up community engagement and community events because I think it's ever so important for our department to be involved in those. You know, just to gain trust with the community and let them know that, again, like Ted said earlier, we are humans and we like that interaction with people that live and come into our communities. But I do want to say, give a big shout out to everybody that stopped by last week. We had a brat fry down at the truck stop in support of our canine fund. It was very successful. Appreciate the community support. And obviously that program is funded mostly by community support with people donating to it or us doing brat fries or other events that can support that program.
And thanks to the Heritage Ridge Travel Plaza, they're wonderful hosts to have us out there and cooking all the food on their out in front of their business. So we appreciate them for the venue as well.
Absolutely. What other things are going on that people might want to know about?
Yeah, so every other year we have a community services open house. It's at the public safety building, so, you know, the police department and fire department. So that's at 16 East Main Street. So that's coming up on October 6th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So there's a lot of things that we get to do and a lot of people that we get to meet. So, you know, it's not just the police and fire department that are there. We have Lifestar Ambulance, Bonneville County Dispatch Center comes down with some people, Dodge County Emergency Management, Waupun Utilities, Department of Public Works, our folks over at Waupun City Hall, the Waupun Public Library, and the Rec Department. And sometimes there's other private entities, partners that show up as well and have a booth. But, you know, for our, what we do is we interact a lot with the folks that come and meet with us or show up at the event. We show them our equipment, our squad cars. We even have a little Nerf gun shooting range, so where kids can shoot a Nerf gun at a target, and then they get prizes and things like that.
That sounds like fun. I would guess if there's any hook to get families down there, it would be the opportunity for bucket truck rides.
Bucket truck by the utilities or the fire department with their ladder truck. If you want to go up about 100 feet, you can do that.
I might want to do that now, but man, if I was a kid, I definitely want to do that.
Right. Sure. I've been up there at about 100 feet, and the views are pretty darn cool. You can see, you know, the entire city, you know, but when you get up that high, that ladder truck, the bucket kind of...
A little bit of give.
Yeah, there's a little give, so okay. if you got a weak stomach, just note that.
All right, yeah, fair warning. And that's happening Monday, October 6th from 5 until 7 at night.
Yes.
Great. Anything else happening?
Yeah, I just want to bring up Halloween on Main Street. Ted, do you want to talk a little bit about
sure.
that?
Sure. That'll be October 18th, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. That'll be from South Watertown Street, which is Highway 26, all the way to, I believe it was State Street. So we essentially closed down the entire downtown area there, and between 1 and 5 p.m. you can do a whole ton of things. There's a family run, walk, or stroll. There's mini pumpkin painting, touch a truck, car, or tractor. Tractor or wagon rides, that's kind of one that's in the mix possibly. They're hoping to get all the cooperation on that one, but stay tuned. But food stations where you can buy food from the food trucks in town. Coloring contest, pet costume contest, and then there will be multiple vendors lining the parking spaces in Main Street. I think at last count we had up to 17 different vendors there, so there will be a ton of different folks downtown with things to sell. Then there's photo op areas, and then, of course, what most of the kids are waiting for is the candy handout, which is a huge event, and we've had folks from all over our neighboring communities coming into Waupun, And I know that some of the businesses have said they've gone through over $100 worth of candy. So it just tells you the number of kids and parents that are coming through. So it's really a great event. Weather's been great in the years past. So we're hoping that Mother Nature blesses us with great weather again. There is still potential for a petting zoo as well. That'll be just off of Main Street, but it'll still be within the general area there. But
and bounce houses,
and
too.
And bounce houses, right. So. And then, of course, you know, stop into some of our local retail stores and check them out and see what we all have to offer downtown. Lots of great places.
And quickly, the date and time again?
That would be October 18th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
And just note that Main Street will be shut down at 11:30, and there will be a detour in place.
All right. Good to know. So much to talk about, but I'm afraid we're out of time. Thanks so much to Police Chief Jeremy Roche and Deputy Chief Ted Sullivan for joining us. You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
From the moment you arrive, so many reasons why. McKinstry's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
It's big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
It's the clearance corner at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, featuring a whole department filled with exciting final